from 30 for 30 Podcasts.
Brian Patta, senior defensive lineman from Miami, gunned down.
The key to this case, it's Brian.
An hour before he died, he was on the phone arguing with somebody.
This might be a hit.
You want the truth. They just want a conviction.
Being placed under arrest.
We had a killer amongst us.
Murder at the U. Listen now.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show. Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Are we really doing a hotness ranking?
No, you are.
On the Rich Eisen Show?
Rich Eisen.
Harry Goldblatt is number one.
The
bald guy.
He's hey.
The bald Jewish Mester's, guy?
Yes.
Wait, what?
She said it was such disdain.
Earlier on the show, Super Bowl champion tight end Martellus Bennett, author Roger Bennett. Coming up, actor Mila Jovovich. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Rich Eisen Show is on the air. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We have some time to take your phone calls before we beat it on out on a Dodge on this Thursday. We've got a fun celebrity true or false all slated for our third hour. Guest Mila Jovovich is in our green room right now from all those great Resident Evil films, The Fifth Element from back in the day, her latest is in theaters tomorrow called Protector. She does kick ass and take names in this one as well.
That's what she does.
It's what she does.
What I do.
Okay. Speaking of, Susie Schuster is here. I keep doing that every single time at top of an hour.
Someone else who does it.
See you.
Again, as long as I'm not the Resident Evil, that's all I really care about.
So you put your coat on.
Yeah, it's cold.
It's cold in here.
I went
right?
full Shea.
Yeah, you did.
Went full show.
We should ask, you know, how to start this third hour. You know, the what is that? Us magazine. Who wore it better? Yeah. All right, there's Susie Schuster.
I'm here.
Right
here, you're
there. Yeah. And then after taking care of the next, that's Shay. What do you think?
Can you hear him?
I don't know. I feel like he and I are kind of going toe to toe here.
What is it? What is what's the shiny object? At the is that like a belt for his? What do we call that?
That's a muffler.
Is that what it is?
That's a muffler.
Well, that I know what's, you know, that from
that's when what
I
the refs want him to do on the court.
No, good for you.
You're welcome.
Can well, he speak in
is
this?
That, is that what that is?
Yeah,
is that
it's not that's covering his mouth?
Is that attached to the coat? You're our resident
Well, Rich, that could fashionista. Be a detached collar as well, but I don't know. But it's a great look. It'll keep you warm when you're
when you're
balls.
Okay,
yeah, I mean
I was fouled.
Or you're that's a good one. Wait a minute, I'm trying to draw the foul. I'm trying to make you think that I've been fouled.
Or if they're trying to call a play on the side and they don't want the TV audience.
That's a good one. Well, I mean, this is maybe NFL head coaches like Andy Reid should do this instead of avoid the lip reading. You know how they always use the play sheet.
Yeah.
Maybe they should just put on the muffler. The problem is with the crowd noise, you don't want to muffle your voice.
Well, the problem is then you're going
to muffle the crowd.
You're going to get to an 80-degree game, and then that's just going to
I'm just spitballing here. You know, RES Consulting, we could just drop the subject matter. But I saw this, and I'm like, is this AI? This is
– That's what you asked.
I did.
I don't know if Smith is watching, but I'd like to see you wearing that. And maybe
popping
we could
my
the
head up?
RES Consulting logo right
It's like
there,
a human Ewok.
What is the metal? Is that the way you close the muffler around? Like you belt it? You
could
lock
be.
It?
Like a
the
wrestling
locking
belt?
Device?
Right.
Oh.
No,
like
definitely not a wrestling belt.
Can we get a no contest wrestling muffler?
Let's get that.
I mean, we should have no contest everything.
What the hell this was?
He looks warm, though. Bottom line is that, right? But he's not telling anybody where he got it, either.
I mean, I got mine at Zarena, so if I'm willing, Shay, to share mine.
Are you dropping ashes? Names right now? I don't even know what that
I've
is.
I've never even heard of that place, but it sounds expensive. It sounds like I wouldn't be allowed to walk in the door.
They'd let you in the door.
Well, a lot of places don't.
D. Rofo would let you in the door.
D. Rofo is his name?
Oh, my God.
It's my friend Deirdre.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying. You got somebody named D. Rofo.
Cooper gets excited. I really am. But Cooper gets Cooper loves to see D. Rofo at the top of the text chain.
So, Shea Gilgeous Alexander.
SGA, Rich, as the kids like to call him.
He had 7 free throws last night. Got the line 7 times.
Which is nothing for
him. And I got the line and made 7 shots. 7 shots. Made them all. 7 for 7. And after the game, listen, this is the deal with SGA, a well-deserved MVP, just a phenomenal player. We need to get that out of the way. But the whistles that he gets are frequently phantom fouls. We see it. Everybody sees it.
I mean, what star doesn't get the benefit of
this? This one, though, just definitely feels like it's he's seeking it. He's got the body. He's got the ability to, because there are some sites that basically are only about showing SGA drawing fouls.
Yeah, you know, that's what haters do.
Do you see? You do not agree. You do not agree with the assertion that he gets more fouls than he deserves?
Yeah, you know who else got more fouls? Michael Jordan. You know who else got more fouls? Kobe Bryant. You know, when you're a star, we always know that, especially in basketball. The stars are going to get the calls, whether it's right or not. Most times it's not. But that's just how it is.
Well, in 3-point loss in Madison Square Garden last night with the OKC Thunder winning 103-100, needing every single one of those free throws from SGA. Mike Brown had this to say about the reigning MVP of the league.
One of the areas, obviously, is the free throw line. You know, SGA is he's a tough cover, and he does a great job of convincing the referees, probably better than anybody in the league, that that you know he's getting hit. And you know them shooting 84% from the free throw line compared to our 73% was a factor.
Yeah, it was a factor. Knicks missed 6 free throws, and the Oklahoma City Thunder missed 4, 21-25 from the line. You do not think that SGA gets calls that he does. And I understand that star players get that treatment.
Yes, he does.
But this one does feel even more excessive. You don't think so?
Well, I mean, it's funny that Mike Brown brought that up when he only shot 7 yesterday, right? So it wasn't like one of these.
Well, there were some crucial moments.
Before halftime, there was a foul called against Brunson that probably should have been a call on Shea that would have given him 3. Yeah, man, but like that's basketball, man, for better or for worse.
Did Mike Brown say he was a tough collar? is that what he's referring to?
Maybe he
is. Or did he say tough cover?
I thought he said cover, but now I'm not so sure.
Tough cover.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Because that's a tough collar right there.
Or muffler.
Muffler.
Rich, he was asked after the game who made the coat.
Oh, he okay.
I want to share with your audience, because I know they're very concerned about getting this in time for Mother's Day. He would not share it.
Yeah,
he wants to gatekeep the brand.
I just said he's not telling anybody.
You know why he's not? Because he's probably worried Pete is going to come follow him.
I'd like to gatekeep the brand. Thank you.
What is gatekeep the brand?
Yeah, he's going to gatekeep it. Secrecy, Rich.
Yeah, when you gatekeep something, it's like you don't let anyone else.
But what's the purpose of that?
So no one else can rock that jacket.
That's right.
You don't want James Harden showing up tomorrow wearing that fit.
Does anyone else want to?
Somebody would.
Kind of feel like he's marked his territory just by wearing it.
Yeah, I mean, you would think, but at the same point. You know, someone goes, hey, Rich, where'd you get your quarter zips from? You don't want everybody to know that you go to where? Zafaria? Where did you say, Susie? That place that starts with a Z that sounds...
Zarena?
Yeah, that place.
Right.
Rich don't want people know how much he's getting.
I don't care.
So he's gatekeeping.
I mean, Peyton Manning has been wearing quarter zips forever.
That's not helping.
But Rich, you're a giver. Give, give, give. Like, Shea just doesn't want anybody stomping on his fit.
Yeah. It's a fit.
I don't know why that one caught me off guard there.
Wear it to a bris.
Okay. This is something else. Okay.
Mitch, are you watching? Can we?
You have to have a long neck.
Yeah.
To get. Get above the collar.
Like football O linemen can't rock that thing.
Bald head.
Because the necks are, you know.
Yeah.
You got to have like a Merton Hanks
Mike Glennon.
Mike Glennon.
Davis Mills.
Those type of cats.
Those guys.
Yeah.
They can rock this thing off.
The long neckers. You got to have that.
The long neckers.
Matt Ryan could wear it. Just saying.
Does he have a long neck?
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
Steve Grogan could really have worn it.
Good one. Look at you, old school Patriot, yeah. Back in the day. All right. No, so Oklahoma City Thunder has a guy that keeps getting fouls.
Because he's good at it.
He's good at it. Shams Charania.
Shams.
Let's put Shams in the coat.
Yeah.
Shams says Tatum is, in fact, ready to return Friday.
No.
What?
It's my worst nightmare. This is my worst nightmare.
10 months after surgery for a ruptured Achilles tendon, it looks like he's returning Friday. He is questionable on the injury report for the home date against Dallas.
Wow.
I told y'all.
What'd you tell us?
Get ready.
Oh, that part.
Nobody wants it. Nobody outside of the New England area wants it. Nobody wants it. Not a single soul wants it.
I know
it.
I don't.
Oh, my God. He's going to come back and Duke's going to make the Final Four.
Oh, that's fine.
Why is that fine? Why do you like Duke again?
Grant Hill. Why? How many times I got to tell you this? Grant Hill led me.
One guy led you.
And then it became Corey Maggette and Elton Brand and then, you know, Jason Williams and JJ. Go on.
I don't.
Carlos Boozer.
I don't appreciate any of it. Charles in Spokane, Washington. I said it right, Charles, right?
Hey, Rich, how's it going?
Spokane, correct, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, of course. Big fan of the show. I'd be remorse if I didn't say my mom loves your celebrity interviews.
Hey, Mom.
Mom's about to get another one. Let Mom know. Is your mom a fan of Resident Evil?
No, not really.
Okay, but she'll still like it. It'll be great.
My question for you is, you know, with free agency going on and the news that DeMarcus Lawrence might be considering retirement, would it be worthwhile for the Seahawks to consider trading for Max Crosby, and what might that look like?
It's going to be expensive, Charles. It's going to be expensive, and the team just showed I don't think they're going to do it. They just showed you how they won a Super Bowl. They don't need to get somebody who is, you know, obviously you want to replace a veteran presence with somebody like Max Crosby, yeah, but I don't think that's a fit. Obviously, it's a fit in terms of him going and hunting quarterbacks, but I just think for them to win the Super Bowl and start trading away their first-round draft choice this year and next, future considerations as well, to go get a guy who's very productive, very, very productive, but they can try and get somebody on the veteran market to get as close to that as possible. They were able to affect the quarterback without a massively paid player like Max Crosby. Does that make sense to you, Charles?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I saw some of the Seattle news sports outlets talking about it. Figured it was worth it.
Well, I mean, what are they saying? That it's possible or they should? There's a difference.
It's that it's possible.
It just doesn't sound like that's a move that you make. You just slow and steady won the race this year. I mean, and it's also not what they do. They don't do that. Thanks for the call, Charles. Like, what they do is they get DeMarcus Lawrence. They get Rashid Shaheed at the trade deadline. They make these moves and they add to their, you know, their mix in a non-splashy but really effective way.
That's the old them now, though, right?
You know, I mean, the Rams do it differently. They go ahead and say, F the first round picks. We're just going to start getting all pro fixes to our issues because we've got the draft choices from previous drafts and we'll just use them on actual real players. And by the way, on that Trent McDuffie trade, one thing that I left out from the Chiefs' point of view is that this is what they do. Charvarius Ward, get him, grow him, out the door.
Yeah.
L'Jarius Sneed, get him, grow him, out the door. Trent McDuffie, get him, grow him. He's now out the door. It's kind of what they do. And it's worked out. It's worked out. It's just they've never done that coming off of a non-playoff season where Mahomes blew his knee out in.
They're kind of like the Bill Withers at the NFL. Just use me until you use me up.
Oh, okay. I just thought you'd go lovely day.
Well.
Different one.
You know, not when they're getting released.
So it's just what they normally do. And they just did it again. And they're going to use their cap space on other players. Because they had a chance to re-sign McDuffie last year and didn't. And now he's a Ram. I just don't think the Seahawks are going to go ahead and do something like that. That just doesn't sound like something they would do. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. All right, let's roll. Let's we've got in our green room another. One of our callers just said his mom likes celebrity interviews.
Celebrity interviews, yep.
Okay. KJ in Dallas, Texas. Let's go to KJ. What's up, KJ?
Nothing much. How you doing, sir?
What's going on?
Excellent. I wanted to kind of elaborate more. I know y'all were just talking about SGA and the foul baiting and whatnot. And you were kind of hitting the nail on the head with, you know, it's just he does get a more fouls, which, you know, stars do get more foul calls, but it's kind of the way he gets his foul calls. You know, when you watch someone like Anthony Edwards attack the hoop or LeBron James attack the hoop, like, yeah, they're going to get fouled, but they attack the hoop more than SGA, who kind of, you know, like, flails and flops around a little bit. You understand what I'm saying? Kind of with that?
Listen, there was one last night where he dribbles from, you know, from the arc to the foul line.
Right.
And he's jumping in the air on the foul line, and he's flailing his arms and putting his body in a way that really made it look like he was contacted, but he just was not. And he got the foul.
And that's not how you teach kids to play the game of basketball either.
It's a smart way to do it. Listen,
if I were to watch a 10-year-old doing that, I'd be horrible, right?
Well, I mean, it would also be the smart way to get a foul. Like, you get to the free throw line any way you can in basketball. It's not dirty. It's not dirty.
No, not at all. Not at all.
It's not dirty.
But
but I mean, like, if you've got to wrap your arm around somebody to make it look like you're being pinned, and then arch your body in a way that makes it look like you're off balance and you're wincing the screen grab we have up on the screen right now. And again, it's not fair, I guess, because you have no idea if he was in fact hit hard by somebody that was running into him. But this particular snapshot, it's something that drives people nuts. But he is a remarkable player. It's not the only part of his game. It's part of his game that he is superb at, as Mike Brown pointed out. You know,
exactly, and that would be probably one of my kind of biggest issues, because, like, watching him score the ball, I mean, he's one of the best scorers we've seen in a very, very long time. I mean, having a mid-range assassin like him, like, it's, he would be one of my favorite players if he, you know, just attacked the hoop more and didn't, when he, you know, at any sign of contact, just kind of, you know, fell to the ground. You know, you understand what I'm saying?
I understand exactly what you're saying, but I'd rather have a guy that's drawing fouls smartly and taking advantage of a quick whistle, and also his well-earned status of being superstar. I'd rather have that guy, or watch that guy, pay to see that guy in a way, than a guy, you know, who's constantly complaining about not getting calls.
Also, guys, you know, a little bit of that is on the refs, too. You know the scenario. You know the stories.
Yeah, like, be better, ref better.
You're watching this. You know what's going on, and yet you're still blowing the whistle. So,
right.
Thanks for the call. KJ in Dallas, right here in the Rich Eisen.
KJ.
Protectors in theaters tomorrow, starring our next guest who's coming out of the green room. Mila Jovovich is here on the Rich Eisen Show. Don't go anywhere. We're back with a fun segment. Save money and get a better view of the road when you replace your worn-out wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, save $10 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. They feature beam blade technology to improve windshield contact for maximum visibility. The professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades for free. Choose Rain-X Latitude wiper blades at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or online at O'ReillyAuto.com. In my line of work, I'm fortunate enough to travel quite a bit covering the biggest moments through the football season. While I'm on the road, I sometimes miss the comforts of home, which is why when I travel with my family, we always check Airbnb for places to stay. It's our home away from home, providing the comfort and safety that allows us to wind down and relax. Families like mine are looking for homes that fit their needs to make new memories in, and your home may be exactly what they're looking for. If you're looking to save up for a new addition to your house or a once-in-a-lifetime trip to see your favorite band in another country, for instance, hosting your house on Airbnb could help you reach those goals. It's easy to list your home for short trips or extended periods of time, allowing your house to earn you some extra money. Make your home work for you while you're away and enjoy the benefits of hosting on Airbnb. Your home may be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
As you know, managing maintenance, repair, and operations is never easy. But for the ones who always rise to the challenge, Grainger has your back. From professional-grade products you can count on to fast, dependable delivery, they're there to help you keep things running smoothly. Plus, their technical product specialists are here to help answer your toughest questions. And because Grainger knows safety is always a priority, they're committed to being your partner in protecting both your people and your facilities. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
That's so sad, but like, anyway, can we just, you know, move forward?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think it's so hard when you're used to being so good at something that has no value in the normal world, but it has so much value in the military.
You're describing sometimes an athlete finishing a playing career.
Trying to figure out
what's next. And there are actual programs where military vets and athletes kind of get together. Merging vets and players is one that we know about and we've talked about here. Our radio audience has just returned Protector. We just saw a clip of it, starring Matthew Modine is in this film. And then there you are up there on the screen getting ready to take care of business. Mila Jovovich is here on the Rich Eisen Show because something that we just saw a clip of you arguing with your daughter, but something horrible happens to your daughter and you've got to go save her. You got to go protect her.
Yeah. And you know, I think what's so special about this movie for me as well, it was my first real job as a producer. I was able to put the film together, mm-hmm. You know, in so many ways, from the camera department, the script writing,
right.
The editing, the scoring, all of that stuff. But, you know, because of our tight budget and the way, you know, we only had 23 days to film.
Jeez.
What I loved about it is that when you have so many constraints, it actually makes you think more and use your imagination, be able to use your experience of making films. I have 30 years of action film experience mm-hmm. behind me, and to really make those smoke and mirrors work in the sense that, like, we have such this overwhelm of CGI, and I'm guilty of it, mm-hmm. obviously, as so many films I make, you know, are CGI heavy.
Mm-hmm.
But this one in particular, you know, it was so much about practical effects. It was so much about getting it done. If we didn't get it done, you couldn't fix it in post. You know, we really had to make it happen on the day or it wouldn't happen at all.
Well, and whenever I very rarely refer to my notes specifically, but the notes that were given to me by my outstanding coordinating executive producer, quote unquote, once again, she's an absolute badass in the film.
Thank you.
So, you know, again, just to remind me of this.
No,
it's great. No, but that's, you know, obviously fans know you. You mentioned you've got 30 years of this type of filmmaking in your quiver. You might as well just.
Well, yeah. Also... I mean, and of course, coming to this time in my life where I go, what do I do with this experience? You know, and to be able to put on the producer hat was so incredibly inspiring for me, because as an actor, you go into a film and you shoot for a few months and then that's it. Then you go to the premiere.
Right.
You have nothing to do with it. And here, we only locked the picture less than 2 months ago. So this has been the last year of my life working on this movie. And now here I am promoting it. But at the same time, I was able to go in there and, like, comb through every take, comb through the performances, really put it together, be able to do it the way I wanted to see it done. And, you know, so many times in my career, I've been disappointed when I said, oh, I can't, why did they choose that take?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I felt like I really gave it, or that actor really gave it in that other one. And here I was able to really do what I felt was best.
Love it. Know? Protectors in theaters tomorrow. So it's gone from being locked in theaters. And
well, actually, I'm going to take my dad, who's been in the hospital for many months, to go see it tonight. So he's very excited.
Oh, this is great.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. That's awesome. Terrific. Again, I'm a fan of yours, and we have so many questions about your career. We always put it together, boil it down into a segment called Celebrity True or False, if you wouldn't mind going down this road.
Oh, my goodness. I'm always scared of this.
Don't you worry about it. There were no facts harmed in the making of this segment.
Hit it. It's all false.
Here you go.
Or maybe it's true.
True or false.
You can't handle the truth.
All right. Here we go. Celebrity True or False with Mila Jovovich here on the Rich Eisen Show. Is it true or false you attended high school with Christina Applegate, then later made a guest appearance with her on Married with Children? Is that true?
No, I didn't.
It's not.
I mean, I did Married with Children when I was 13 years old, so I wasn't even in high school.
Jeez, isn't that amazing how things get picked up?
Right.
So you were 13 on the set of Married with Children.
Yeah.
And you'd never met Christina Applegate before.
Not until then, no.
All right. What's your memories of sitting on Al Bundy's couch of Married with Children?
I mean, listen, it was so much fun. And I got to do a French accent, even though it was really bad.
Was that your first job?
No, I had done a couple of things since then, before then.
Okay.
But definitely that was a dream come true because I was a big fan of the show.
Okay. There you were in the Bundy living room.
Yeah, yeah.
Chopping it up on a red hot show at the time.
Oh my gosh, it was so fun.
That's pretty cool. All right, next up, true or false, you developed the divine language spoken by your character Lilu in The Fifth Element with director Luc Besson, and you got to the point where you guys would have full conversations in the language by the end of the filming. Is that true?
True and false. I mean, full conversations, no, but definitely I learned to write, and we would be able to have short conversations in it. I mean, it was a language, you know, he had been writing that script since he was 16 years old, so he had been really developing that language since he was a kid. And it was just amazing for me because for the first time as an actress, I was really able to understand what it meant to leave yourself at the door and to play something so different from who you are. And
the language was part of that, is what you're saying.
Huh? Well, the language, the qualities that she was just such this little animal and so different from anything we'd ever seen and have seen since then. I mean, I think Lilu is just one of those characters that will always go down in history as iconic.
Do you got a good Bruce Willis story?
Well, you know, I babysat his kids a lot because he was on set and Demi was there and I was 19 at the time. So his kids, you know, and I would hang out and I would, you know, play music with them and run around, play hide and go seek and stuff.
So, $20 an hour? What do you get? What did Bruce pay?
No, you know what? He got it for free.
He got it for free.
But that's one of the perks of being Bruce Willis.
Oh, yeah. That his co-star can babysit his kids.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I didn't look at it as work. I mean, they were more my age than he was.
That's funny. Next up, true or false, you love doing your own stunts, including the one time you ran straight down a 60-foot drop on Resident Evil 2.
Yeah.
Come on.
I didn't love that stunt.
Okay.
I didn't love that stunt, but, you know, I guess in my career, I was always trying to prove myself, and because of my modeling and because when I was much younger, I'd gotten such horrible reviews as an actress in some of my earlier movies when I was 14, 15, like ripped apart by adults, you know. And, you know, I think that really affected me growing up. So I was always trying to prove myself and making these movies, like doing my own stunts was kind of like a, you know, it gave me that tag of honor to be able
right.
to say that. And this was terrifying because, you know, to be honest, like the way you would do it today would be like on another level. I mean, they just had me in like a little wire harness here. I mean, I could have turned upside down. I mean, it was not as safe as it is today.
Did you ever at one point think maybe I should pass this one off to a stunt professional or no?
Never. Because that would have, you know, dishonored me, you know, that I was raised by a family that came from the military, both on my mother's and my father's side, and in the former Soviet Union, in the former Yugoslavia. So to not do my own stunts would have brought dishonor on my family lineage.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
But the 60-foot drop is something you could have done without.
Oh, God, looking back at it now, my goodness, I definitely wouldn't do it today. But, you know, I mean, listen, I was, what, 24 at the time, so.
You got in this business early. That's for darn sure. How did Resident Evil change your life?
Well, I met my husband,
mm-hmm.
and we have three beautiful daughters now, one who's 18 and just moved to Paris last weekend, so it was a very emotional weekend.
Is that what you get the most when people see you, run into you? When they're like, I loved you in Resident Evil. What do you get the most?
Yeah, between Resident Evil and The Fifth Element, for sure.
Those are the two yeah. you get a lot. I've got two more for you. You played the fierce Katinka in Zoolander. I'm not even going to try and pronounce the last.
Yes, I did. Very good. I'm not liking this sense of fashion you have going on.
How do you pronounce your last name in that movie?
Ingeborgigevina.
That's what I thought.
I don't even remember this point.
I can't even pronounce
it. But you know what? It's actually probably not more difficult than my own last name. Okay. So.
Well, is it true that that character was inspired by your mother?
Definitely. I went, I really tried to get my mom and her accent and her kind of sense of being above it all.
This picture.
Yeah, I mean, that's so my mom, even to this day. That's how she looks at me, like, literally every time she sees me. She comes to my house and she's like, oh, hello. Oh, you have made much of yourself. Like, oh, mom, I have three beautiful kids. I'm a very successful person. How dare you? She's like, oh, maybe.
Did she see Zoolander?
Yeah, she does.
Maybe that's why she.
And then, by the way,
way,
she's like, "Absolutely not! That is so not to me." Please.
I love it.
Rich, we're gonna let her borrow your mom for the day. She'll feel so good about yourself.
Oh my God! Right. Well, my mom actually has a movie coming out called Idiotka. Yeah, that I just went to the premiere last night.
I kind of want to be best friends with your mom.
She's actually like the best friend for someone who's not part of her family. So you would love her.
Yeah, I bet.
You know?
Wow. That is funny. All right. Last one for you. True or false? On Stone, you got into character during serious scenes so deeply with Robert De Niro, you didn't hear the director yell cut. Is that true?
Maybe, because my character was pretty wild, and there was a scene where we were playing music and I was trying to get him to dance, and the music was loud and I was dancing a lot. So probably, I mean, Bob was very, you know, he was very much like, Mila, they said cut. I was like, oh, sorry. Just going to go hide now and cry.
He's Robert De Niro,
though. Right? I mean,
how cool is that?
It's unforgettable, you know, to work with him and Ed Norton. I mean, it was really a dream come true for me. In my career, I've worked with some of the greats, and I'm so grateful for that.
Yeah, Denzel Washington, obviously. Gosh. Another one, too, from He Got Game. Yeah. I mean, you've worked with some
Spike
really
Lee and yeah.
You've worked with some really great folks, and see, you got through Celebrity True or False with flying colors.
Oh my God.
See, there you go.
Thank you.
Yeah, although we learned more about your career and your mother.
Most important.
Who's going to be best friends with my wife, which is fantastic.
Yeah, I'm ready.
This is great. Congrats again on Protector. I did not know that it locked so recently and that you have been so ready for this moment. And you got your dad involved for tonight. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm happy. I'm happy. You know, he's been in the hospital in and out all year and he's so excited. He wasn't able to make it to the premiere. So I said, well, Dad, we're going to go see it like opening night. And opening night's tomorrow, but tonight at 7 p.m.
There you go. Know, yeah, you find it the night before.
Yeah.
Let's get that ticket sales up in advance. That's the way it works. And hopefully we can do our part getting the ticket sales up again. Protector is in theaters tomorrow, March 6th. Mila, thank you for coming on this program.
I really appreciate it.
Anytime.
Thank
anytime you.
You
got something going on, we're happy to have you here. We barely touched the surface on the true or false. All right, we'll take a break. We're back with your phone calls, 844-204-RICH, to wrap up this Thursday show in a second.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Which is the number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. Get into the Hyundai Getaway sales event right now and get away with the deal so right, it almost feels wrong. Because right now, you can get great deals on our most popular models, including our adventure-ready SUVs like the Hyundai Santa Fe or Santa Fe Hybrid model, and the Tucson or Tucson Hybrid. Plus, there's our bold and stylish Elantra loaded with the latest tech. You can go all electric. That's the Ioniq 5 or Ioniq 9 if you're interested there. So get down to your local Hyundai dealer and get away with a deal so right you'll love it during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for details. I just got a text during the commercial break, or I got it during the last segment that I saw during the commercial break that I never get from Brockman. Susie, you were telling me I pronounced the director of the Fifth Element incorrectly. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. It's a little late now.
Luc Besson?
Luc Besson.
Ah.
But how did you say? I thought.
I said Besson. Besson. And I was like, Besson. Oh,
I Americanized it. Yeah, she wrote, it's Luc Besson.
Yeah. With the O-N.
And then, and just in case I didn't understand what that meant, you wrote back, you wrote underneath it, French.
Do you think he refers to it as element? When he did element?
when you did evil or did resident?
Resident.
When you did resident. All right. I was just looking up the draft order. So I went to the quickest thing I could do during the commercial break is I went to the Tankathon site.
Yeah, that's right.
You go there. They have draft orders for every league. Yep. They call it Tankathon because isn't that funny? Everyone wants a better draft choice is tanking, except as you know, in the NFL,
it's kind of hard.
There's no tanking. They can try and tank by telling players you're not playing and try and lose games by removing players. But the Raiders did such a great job of it. They still won one of the games that they were trying to tank without Max Crosby. And then pissed off Max Crosby, maybe ruined their relationship long term at the same time. That's one way to tank. They tanked their relationship with Max Crosby better than they were tanking, but they still wound up with the pick.
A little redundant.
But the reason why I'm bringing it up, thank you for the draft order up on the screen, and I'll get to that in a second, is the first league that popped up on the screen is the NBA, mm-hmm. where there are teams tanking, in case you're wondering.
Very clear.
This is wild. Unbelievable. The Sacramento Kings currently held the first spot. They've lost two in a row. Indiana holds the second spot. They've lost seven in a row. Brooklyn holds the third spot. They've lost nine in a row. Washington has the fourth spot. They've lost six in a row. Utah has the fifth spot. They've lost seven in a row. The New Orleans Pelicans, they have the sixth spot. They've lost two in a row. Dallas, seven. They've lost four in a row. Memphis, eight. They've lost two in a row. The Bulls have just a one-game losing streak in the ninth spot. Milwaukee's 10th. They've lost four in a row. The top 10 teams in the NBA draft order are all on losing streaks.
Great.
They are committed to the bit, man.
Right.
They are on it.
But you did see Charles Barkley's idea for getting teams to stop tanking.
No, I did not. What do you have for
me? Charles says, and I'm going to quote him, I've always suggested there's a rule. I don't think any NBA team should be able to raise their ticket price if they're below 500. You can't raise your ticket prices if you're below 500. I think that they should make that rule in every single sport, to be honest. And I kind of love that.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. What if a team goes with one win in the NFL and they get 8 wins the next year? And it's clear they got the right coach, right quarterback, right everything, but they're 8-9, so they can't do anything.
It's more apropos for the NBA, though.
I agree.
So many games, and it's so frustrating to watch teams tank.
While you
almost as frustrating as load management,
or me mispronouncing a French last name,
Luc Besson.
While you were providing that much, needed perspective and information, I counted up the losses. The top 10 teams in the draft order in the NBA have lost combined 44 consecutive games. They're on a 44-game losing streak. The teams that are tanking right now, they are committed to the bit. Wow.
Maybe they suck.
It's horrendous.
I guess Trae Young is coming back. That might end that losing streak for the Wizards.
Oh, it's fine. Because you put on a text the other day, like, what's up with Trae Young? And I just sent you a tank gif.
Yeah, of a gif with a tank. The National Football League, now we get around to it here. This is why I was looking at the draft order. The Cleveland Browns are currently, is it Tommy P with this information? Ty Simpson is visiting with the Browns. We got top 30 visits going. Yeah, Tommy P, there he is.
Another quarterback.
He's the consensus QB2 in this year's NFL draft. Now, before Browns fans start flipping out.
That would be hilarious. That would be hilarious.
The Cleveland Browns, because they moved down just 3 spots to let the Jaguars draft Travis Hunter last year, and they moved down 3 spots to take Mason Graham from the middle of their defensive line, who's really, really good. They hold Jacksonville's choice 24th overall. Now that right there is 3 spots behind Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. And this move does a lot. First of all, they're doing their due diligence. Not a bad idea. With Deshaun Watson having one last year on his guaranteed deal that will be the avatar for don't do fully guaranteed deals for quarterbacks in the NFL forevermore. Certainly if they have off the field issues, which is the gentle way of putting what he had. And if you get Ty Simpson and you have him there and you think maybe this could be what Todd Monken views as a quarterback of the future, mm-hmm. and you go all in on it, 24th overall is not a bad spot to snag him. Certainly if you feel he's worth it at 21 overall for the Steelers. And if the Steelers don't take him 21st overall, well, then let's just say you're sitting there at the top of the second round and you're getting antsy and you want Ty Simpson the same way that the Giants wanted Jackson Dart, right?
Okay.
And they trade back in to the first round to go snag him to get that 5th year of contractual control and wind up flipping draft considerations for that process. Maybe, just maybe, the Browns saying, first guy we had in being Ty Simpson sends a signal to everybody. If he passes the Steelers at 21, 24 might not be a bad spot to pop up to go get him. Because we might take him. What are you laughing about?
What you just said.
Why are you laughing?
The Cleveland Browns. That's who you said, right?
Yeah.
The Cleveland Football Browns, who've got like 6 quarterbacks already on the team, are going to use a first-round draft pick on another quarterback? You know how many of those Jason Feller contracts that I bet you Cleveland fans would sign if they did?
But it's not their only draft choice. They'll already have in their back pocket 6th overall, a choice of a very good football player, an offensive lineman.
You know what you could get at that other pick then? Another really good football player that's not a quarterback.
Then maybe, like I said, it's just an okey-doke. Or he falls out of the first round.
Tankathon has him right now at 34 going to the Arizona Cardinals. Who are in need of a quarterback.
Unless they go ahead and grab Malik Willis in free agency. unless they grab somebody else in free agency. I don't know.
That's the beauty of it, right?
We don't. But Ty Simpson to the Browns, everybody, for a visit. That's it. Just having a visit.
Due diligence is like you like this.
Maybe he's going to a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I don't know. Yeah, maybe Are the Cavs playing tonight? I don't know.
Maybe he's going to hang out with Zagora and Siciliano.
Oh, gosh. Look at everybody's name dropping. Everybody's name dropping. But me. I'll never do that.
Listen.
All right.
There is I don't know anyone. Rich in and I.
It is. What's the name of the show? I forget. Thanks for taking in this Thursday edition of the Rich Eisen Show.
Rich Eisen Show.
Jennings Dunker and his ginger mullet is on tomorrow's program.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, yeah. Red. That's the way to celebrate a Friday.
Thanks for listening to the Rich Eisen Show podcast. You can watch and listen to the Rich Eisen Show live weekdays from noon to 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio, Disney Plus, and on the ESPN app. The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.